stop number 9, putting in a missile. The two pylons, which are right before the silo, were vital to the placement of a missile. A vehicle known as the Missile Transporter Erector would bring a missile out from the Air Force Base. This vehicle would be part of a convoy surrounded by both ground and air security. Once at the site, the Missile Transporter Erector would align itself with the yellow lines painted on the pavement, then maneuver toward the silo. At this point, a trailer on the vehicle which contained the missile would be set down onto the pylons. Then the trailer would be tilted upwards until it was completely vertical and covered the silo. The 90-ton door which covered the silo would also have to be pulled back. From this point, a missile would then slowly be lowered into the silo. Total time to place a missile in the silo would take between 3 to 4 hours. The missile would not yet have a nuclear warhead placed on it. The warhead was a separate component from the missile itself. It would be transported to the site separately and also be escorted to the site by security forces. The warhead was placed just beneath the tip of the missile's nose cone. Whereas the missile itself weighed about 75,000 pounds, the warhead only weighed about 600 pounds. It was a 1.2 megaton hydrogen bomb that held the explosive equivalent of 60% of all the bomb power used during World War II.